Paul Mintero, and I work for the Philadelphia Department of Public Health and the AIDS Activities Coordinating Office. And my unit, and I work with Marlene Mitofsky, who's going to be presenting after me. Our unit is responsible for the quality management program for our Ryan White Part A program. This talk is about a study we did in Philadelphia to identify factors associated with receiving quality HIV care. We did that as part of our Ryan White Part A quality management program. We wanted to be able to better focus our efforts on quality improvement and by seeing if we could identify factors associated with quality of care. The Philadelphia EMA Ryan White Part A program provides medical care to over 6,000 HIV-positive patients in a 9-county, 2-state region, Pennsylvania and New Jersey. This study involves the 19 provider agencies serving adults in the Pennsylvania portion of the EMA. We have a variety of medical provider types that we fund. We have hospital-based HIV specialty clinics. We have AIDS service organizations providing HIV medical care, networks of federally qualified community health centers, and also the City of Philadelphia Department of Public Health district health centers, which serve as the medical care system for the City of Philadelphia's last resort. And they're of note because about 40% of the HIV positive uninsured patients in our EMA receive care at the city's district health centers. So as a Ryan White Part A grantee, we're required to have a quality management program. And we've been working on this in primary medical care since at least 1996. And since 2002, we've based our quality management efforts on data derived from a single data platform, Ryan White CareWare, which is developed by HRSA. Some of the questions that we are really focused on in our system are we want to ensure that our providers are providing care that's consistent with public health service guidelines for HIV care. We want to overcome disparities in care. We want to identify trends in the epidemic and gaps in care. And we really want to see to what extent we provide equal access to care for people that are target populations. And you know, as you know, the target populations for the Ryan White programs are low-income patients, underinsured, minority patients, underserved populations, women, infants, children, and youth. We have a range of them. And we looked and we realized that we had a really large data set and that the data was of a quality that we really could begin to answer the question. Our methods was a retrospective cohort study. The population were all the patients who met our EMA's quality management inclusion criteria in the 2005 year. The outcome was receiving 3 viral years in the year. The variables we looked at were insurance status, gender, race and ethnicity, risk group, age, and certain provider characteristics I'll explain later. And we did a univariate analysis and followed it with a multivariate logistic regression. The inclusion criteria that we use in Philadelphia for new patients to be included, you have to have at least 3 medical visits in the study period in that year. And for established patients who had received care in a previous year, you have to have showed up at least once for a medical visit. We defined the outcome of receiving quality care as getting 3 viral loads in the year, and that's based on PHS guidelines that recommend testing every 3 to 4 months. We were interested in viral load data because it really is the basis for evaluating many of the other clinical measures we're looking at, like medications and indications for treatment. We thought the data quality wasn't likely to be related to patient factors, you know, that people enter data for viral loads pretty much as it comes in. And it was unfortunately something that we really thought needed improvement locally. Only 25% of our patients overall were receiving 3 viral loads in the year. And we were concerned about that and hoping to find, you know, something that we could focus our efforts for improvement on. The demographics of the patients included, we had 6,290 patients in the sample, and they very closely mirrored the epidemic in our EMA. It's predominantly an epidemic of persons of color, 69% black, 13% Latino in our population. It's an increasingly heterosexual epidemic, 47% heterosexual. Women account for about 35% of our population, and we have a remarkably low number of people 13 to 24 in our system of care, and that's, you know, an area of concern that we have locally. In terms of insurance status, 16% at this time were reported as not having insurance. That's actually gone up to 18% in the past year. The provider characteristics we looked at, those were the patient demographics we looked at. The provider characteristics we looked at, we compared the Philadelphia Department of Health District Health Centers as a system versus all of our other providers. We did that because, well, as the City of Philadelphia Department of Public Health, we thought it was important to really look at the quality of care we provided and make sure it was of an appropriate quality. And it's also where most of the uninsured people are receiving care. Well, 40% of the uninsured are receiving care. We also stratified our providers by their patient populations, and we had 11 providers with less than 200 patients in the past year. And you can see the other numbers up here. And that was based on a couple of hypotheses. One, that the level of experience of providers might relate to the quality of care, and the other is that different provider sizes might have more capacity, maybe financial robustness to provide laboratory testing, something like that. So the results, what we found, and we were very pleased with this, that gender wasn't a factor in receiving quality of care defined this way. And race, we were very pleased because blacks and Latinos were more likely to get three viral loads than whites. When we went to risk, again, we were very pleased to see that in the major groups, MSM, IDU, and heterosexuals, there are no difference in receiving quality of care defined as three viral loads. This group, other unknown, were less likely to receive quality of care. And who are these other unknown? It was about 260, it's about 5% of our population. And basically, I think that instead of being an other, they're really an unknown category. And I think that the fact that their risk behavior is unknown in the database probably means they're very tenuously connected to the system of care. And then by age, and this is consistent with a lot of other studies, the population that's over 45 was more likely to receive three viral loads. And the risk behavior data, I think we were especially interested in because when we look locally at performance issues in our quality management program, people with HIV and have a lot of issues going on, and so it's sort of a lot of issues about patients. And the IDU population is one that is a marker for a high substance using population, and yet they were right there with the other groups in terms of receiving three viral loads. This was the slide that we were not happy at all with. Lack of insurance, and you were less likely to receive three viral loads. So that controlling for everything else, it's who pays for your laboratory testing is really going to affect whether you get care. And this is in a Ryan White system. And the provider characteristics, the City of Philadelphia District Health Centers provided an equal level of care, so there wasn't a difference in those systems. And we found that the smaller providers, the providers with patient populations less than 1,000 patients, were more likely to get three viral loads. So the factors associated with getting three viral loads in the year were being black, Hispanic, over 45, and care at sites with less than 1,000 patients. You had a decreased likelihood to have three viral loads if you were in that other and unknown risk group or if you had no insurance. There were some limitations to what we did. We were using the number of viral loads in a 12-month period, and PHS guidelines are every 3 to 4 months. We didn't have that time factor in. And also, our inclusion criteria exclude new patients who don't have three visits in the year, and that's about 10% of our new patients. So that's a pretty significant number of people that are not included in this study. We did go and look at them afterwards, and it didn't really change. I mean, basically the same patterns held. So really what we saw was that there was really equal quality in our system based on race and ethnicity, gender and risk, lower quality for uninsured patients. And this is consistent with some reports coming out in other disease systems, something from New York recently, likelihood of having a ruptured appendix depended on insurance status and not race. And so it seems like we may be in a situation where we are fortunately overcoming some of the barriers to care, but still this one thing, lack of insurance, is a key thing for getting quality of care. On the other hand, it's something that as, you know, Ryan White grantee, we have a lot of ability to affect by how we fund programs, and that's, you know, what the next step that we're taking is looking at our funding and how we can make our funding of providers work to reward providing quality of care to uninsured patients. I want to thank Kathleen Brady, our medical director, and Gary Klein, who is our statistician, Marlene over here, Ethan Schover, who is our CareWare expert, and of course our primary care providers who spend a lot of time collecting data and working with us on the quality management program. Thank you.